Opposition parties in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Assembly have outright rejected the provincial budget for the fiscal year 2025-26, expressing deep reservations over its substance. In stark contrast, government members lauded the budget, hailing it as the best in the province's history. Leader of the opposition, Dr. Ibadullah, speaking on the floor of the House, criticized the budget by highlighting the province's heavy reliance on external sources. Only 7% of the province's revenue is internally generated, while 93% depends on federal transfers and loans, he said. Government expenditures make up 99%, while development spending is only 1%. This is the 12th and likely the last budget of PTI's rule. He criticized the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, government for failing to fully utilize annual development program, ADP, funds during its 12-year rule. There's a lot of activity on social media, but the reality on the ground is that the province lies in ruins, he added. Dr. Ibadullah also made references to international and regional politics, praising the army for its response to Indian aggression and expressing solidarity with Iran. Addressing the development allocations, he noted, "Though 538 billion rupees has been earmarked for development, this is not a surplus budget as claimed. The figures are misleading, and the public is being deceived." He pointed out the provincial debt ballooning from 166 billion rupees during the ANP era to 800 billion rupees under PTI, amounting to a 600% increase. He called out failures in flagship projects such as the Bus Rapid Transit, BRT, and raised corruption allegations related to the Kohistan, Malam Jaba, and Billion Tree Tsunami scandals. 31 billion rupees have been recovered from the Kohistan scam alone due to the speaker's efforts, he claimed. He also lamented the overall state of education and healthcare in the province, saying that 30% of schools lack basic facilities and a large percentage of students struggle with basic subjects like Urdu and mathematics. In higher education, he accused universities of mass hiring and lack of research output, while also claiming that 60% of basic health units, BHUs, are non-functional. Health cards are being politicized, and hospitals are in a dire state. Tell us one positive achievement, he demanded.